Stop sitting on that fence. It must be painful. Splinters, cold. That place where you don't really belong. Nobody belongs on the fence. If you're sitting on the fence, it means that you are not being true to what you think and feel. It means you're scared to step into your power, scared of responses, scared of repercussions, scared of replies, scared of what might be if you truly are you. Does this sound familiar? If it sounds familiar, then it's time for you to just step off that fence. You know, choose which way are you going to go? It might be safe and comfortable. It might be nice and certain. But actually, nothing's going to grow. Success doesn't sit on a fence. Success is something you have to get off the fence, move towards, work towards, enjoy, and strive for. So, are you striving for success or are you sitting on the fence? That's my question for you today. And if you are sitting on the fence, you absolutely know it. It's painful. It's not powerful at all. There's no power in sitting on the fence. You'll be uncertain that anybody's going to actually respect, like, and admire the real you. Therefore, you're just being this watered down version of you, this smaller version. This, everyone's going to like me. No one's going to hurt me. No one's going to be hurt by me. No one's going to be offended. No one's going to troll me. No one is going to probably even notice me. And that's the fact, isn't it? Because when we sit on the fence, we become something that's slightly invisible because nobody's looking at the fence. No one wants that mid-range, lukewarm opinion, thought, feeling, or message. We want powerful messages that interrupt our thoughts and feelings and behaviors. That's what emotion-based marketing is all about. It's what I've been teaching for many, many years. As an NLP master and trainer, it's all about communication, internal and external communication, understanding people's thoughts and feelings, beliefs, behaviors, fears. And when you're talking about those things in your marketing, people take notice. You're no longer somebody that's on the fence with, just come to my thing, it'll be lovely. It'll be come and get it what you need. So, are you telling people how they can work with you? Are you telling people how amazing you are? Probably not. Because we're taught when we're younger to not blow our own trumpet, aren't we? I know that then it was bragging. Nobody wants a bragger. We just want people who are kind and helpful. We just want people who serve us and save us and help us. Actually, some people don't want to be saved or served. Some people want to know that what they're going to buy is going to absolutely achieve what they're going to achieve and they need to achieve. So you might be doing yourself a disservice by sitting on that fence because you could probably be the best at what you do. But by sitting on that fence, no one is going to believe it because your messaging and your positioning, fence positioning as I call it, is not going to give you what you need, and it's certainly not what they think is going to give them what they need. What needs to happen for you to get off that fence? What needs to happen for you to step into your true power, your purpose, your passion? Really, what needs to happen? And why hasn't it happened yet? Even if you know what needs to happen, what has prevented you so far? Many of the women I coach come to me with fears around what other people think. We call them externally referenced. They care what their mother, their brother, their sister, their old colleagues, friends from school, old boyfriends, girlfriends, they care what they think. And if you're really living in that world, you are never going to live in the world of success. Because those people don't care about your success, really. They don't really even understand you or what you need to achieve or your success. If you're asking for their opinions and for their approval, it's never going to happen. Because they see you as whoever they saw you as. The friends you were at school with see you as the friend that used to smoke behind the bike sheds. The people you went to work with saw you as the junior. Your mum, well, she sees you as a baby and a child and an infant. So I know you know this makes sense, and yet you still are worrying what other people out there think. The only people that really matter are your ideal clients. They're the only people that matter. Their opinion absolutely counts, and listen to their opinion above all. And their opinion can only be gathered when you are not sitting on a fence and you're asking for it. You're out there. I know it's scary. I know you're scared. You know, back in the day when we stood up in any way at school, we were either adored for it, which makes us confident, or we were slapped down. I remember standing doing my seven times table, and I still don't know what seven times seven is, because every time I got to the seven times seven, my brain just went, nope, we're not doing this anymore. I had a conversation with one of my clients last week who has this lack of confidence of standing out. And she was telling me about a time when this was absolutely her. And I remembered when I was at school and there was a girl there, Sarah, her name was, who actually was so scared of standing up and doing her times tables that she wet herself. Can you imagine the belief system that was created from that experience alone, let alone everything else that she then created from a belief of not good enough, can't do this, scared, nervous, anxious? So I wonder, I often wonder what happened to Sarah. I tell you what, she's probably not a public speaker. She's probably not a customer-facing person, unless she, of course, she's had some coaching and sorted that out. So you can also think about what has made you a sit-on-the-fence person. There will have been experiences, trauma even, things in your background that have happened to make you fearful of really standing in your power. Standing in your power isn't easy. Let me tell you, sometimes you are going to get a backlash. You might upset someone. Someone might be a bit pissed off with you. But actually, the payoff of the people that then listen and are with you and really want to work with you is worth every risk. So if you need support to do this, you need a mindset reset, you need a really, really safe space and a coach that's going to understand and not just listen, but reset this, get this change so you can shift forward in your business, then I'm definitely the coach for you. And you can either do this one-to-one with me, or you can come and join my She Thrives Mastermind, because I tell you what, thriving is a mindset. It's not just a skill set. Luckily with me, you get both. You get mentoring, support, we celebrate. I'm going to prod you. You might not like me at some times, but you will love me in the end. So if this is something you want to try, you can come and try my She Thrives Coaching Mastermind to help you build your business your way.